Hi everyone, this is Arzo, and you're listening to the Sexy Boss Babe Podcast, Season 2, Episode 25. Today's topic is on strength, tapping into your strength to get through challenging obstacles. Now, we can look at strengths in different perspectives. There are strengths such as our skill set, things that we're good at, things that we're strong in. That's not exactly the type of strength I'm talking about today. In life, in business, in career, we will experience challenges and obstacles. Sometimes those challenges and obstacles can be looked at, addressed, analyzed, and quickly overcome. Some are harder to overcome. And there are so many times when we are left with a big challenge that we may not be sure how to overcome. And in that not knowing, what happens is it can affect our ability to, it'll affect our confidence, right? We question ourselves. We doubt ourselves. Can we do this? Do I have what it takes? And those are those moments where leaning in on your strengths or on your strength is what will get you through. And essentially, it is drawing from that place in you that's unbreakable. And we all have it. It's in there, somewhere deep. Some of us know how to access it. Some of us are very confident in it, and you can access it pretty regularly. So when you're faced with something difficult or challenging, you know, I got this, and you know exactly why you got this. And there are reasons why you have that kind of confidence. And some of us don't know. Some of us have forgotten access to that strength. So this episode is really to kind of share some stories and hopefully help you through that. Remember where your strength is. There are times in all of our lives where, from when we're children or teenagers or in our 20s or 30s, we have life experiences that challenge and test us. Sometimes those experiences come in the form of something very traumatic, like a death in the family or a death of a loved one. Sometimes that could be you were the person that somehow in your family became the person that was financially responsible for the well-being of the family, maybe at a young age. Maybe you are the person that everyone around you comes to for advice and support, and you have that shoulder to lean on, and there's strength in that. Maybe you hold a leadership position at work, or in some type of extracurricular activity, or you're the team captain on your sports team, and people are counting on you. Any of those types of experiences, and those are just a few examples, but any of those types of experiences in life, those experiences are all practices and exercises in building your strength, your essence, the strength of your essence as a human, as a woman. And every experience like that, that you have had in your life, there is a little deposit made into your strength bank account. And the more of these experiences that you have in your life, the more strength tokens you have in your bank account. So I kind of try to look at it like that. And so when you are one day faced with a challenging situation, if you forget, think back to those times and start withdrawing from your strength bank account. Think about it. Sometimes I remember I was interviewing for a job, and We were talking about numbers and what I could contribute to their company or to their team or to their goals. And I was assertive in how I spoke and about what I could contribute. And I remember, and the interview was with the CEO of the company, and he looked at me towards the end of the interview. He liked everything I had to say. He looked at me towards the end of the interview and he said, "Why are you so damn confident?" And I almost like, it was like a compliment, but it was almost, I felt a little insulted because it's like, why shouldn't I be confident? But he was just, and this guy was a really confident guy, and he was just kind of taken aback by my confidence. And it wasn't like in a cocky way, and that's not, you know, I hope I don't come across that way, but it comes, I do have confidence, and my confidence is rooted in the knowing of my level of strength. That's why. It's not because I think I'm better than anybody else. It's not because I think I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. That's not it at all. It's rooted in myself. It is not in comparison to other people. I know there are people that are smarter than me. I know there are people better looking than me. I know all of those things. And it's not about that. That's not what gives me my confidence and what, where that comes from. It comes literally from my strength bank account. And the things that I've been through in my life are what have added to that little bank account. And I'm going to give you guys some examples, because hopefully you have those experiences in your life too, that now you can think to yourself, oh, I can just transfer these into my strength bank account. But maybe you don't. Maybe you don't have enough. And if you don't have enough, when you're going up against a challenging goal or something you want to accomplish in your life, you're going to need strength, because there's not going to be someone always there to, you know, a mentor or a parent or someone to hold your hand and say, hey, you're going to get through this. You're going to have to, as the sexy boss babe nails say, boss up. And in order to boss up, you're going to need a couple pair of, you know what, balls. And where do you get that? And it comes from, again, experiences, life experiences. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the experience of the thing that you were facing at that moment, that challenge at that moment. These experiences could be anything. So, for example, some of those experiences for me, there are so many times in my life that a parent has leaned on me for support, for emotional support or for financial support. And whether it was wrong or right, that's a whole other topic, but the fact that I, as a young person, was in a position to, or chose to step up, you know, as a young person, you don't have to, right? And it takes a level of strength to step up. I've been in a position to take care of a sick parent, which is challenging. It's stressful. And again, as the child, you don't necessarily have to take that role on. But I chose to. And it wasn't easy. And it was uncomfortable. And it was scary. And it was lonely. And it made me feel sad. But I chose to do it. And I did it anyways. And I'm glad after everything's been said and done that I did. It helped my parent get better. And it added another layer of confidence to me as a person, to myself, knowing that going through an experience like that is not going to break me. It's not going to put me into some scary depression. And those are the kind of experiences that give you valuable strength tokens to put into your strength bank account. being in a challenging situation in a business setting where you're the leader and you're faced with making a very tough decision and everyone's looking to you for guidance to guide them through murky waters. How are you going to navigate an ocean with choppy waves? And you look at the facts. You look at the vision, the long-term vision or your destination. You listen to your gut. You look for some guidance and some support. You make a decision and you commit and you move forward. And it's challenging. And sometimes it might not be the right answer. In either way, going through an experience like that, and again, living through it, and getting to the other side of it, and looking back, and seeing results, and knowing, again, that the situation didn't break you, it made you stronger. Again, those are tokens, strength tokens to put into your strength bank account. And that saying is very true. That which doesn't break you makes you stronger. There's a reason for that. It's true. And all of those experiences have given me such confidence in myself, in my abilities. And I know when I am faced with a difficult situation, and sometimes I wonder, I don't know, can I handle this? Can I go as far as I think I can? And I look back to those experiences and I think, well, if I went through X, Y, and Z, this is a piece of cake. And that's what gets me through. I'm counting on myself to get me through. Now, it doesn't mean that, you know, there you're not going to come across times where you're going to question yourself, you're going to, you know, face self-doubt. And even the strongest leaders have moments where they break down. And I allow myself that space too. And I have those moments sometimes where I'm afraid or I doubt myself. And I'm not sure what the other side is going to look like. And I might cry. And I do sometimes. I'll sit in the car and I'll cry. and I'll get upset and I'll yell sometimes. And I let those emotions go and I let myself express myself in a safe setting for me where I feel comfortable. And when I'm ready, I calm down, I breathe, and I'm ready to take the challenge on. Sometimes I'm not able to solve the problem that same day, so I set it aside. Sometimes another day or two, sometimes a week, until a solution comes. Sometimes it means it's time to pivot to a new direction. And these are the solutions. These are the, you know, what are you going to do to solve them? But they're all rooted in leaning on personal strength. And this doesn't mean to not go outside of yourself to ask for advice or feedback. I do that all the time. If I'm not sure about something, I have people that I'll reach out to and say, hey, let me run this by you. I'm experiencing X, Y, and Z. These are my options. I'm leaning towards this. These are my, these are the things that I'm questioning. you know, these are the setbacks, these are the drawbacks, these are the positives, what do you think? And I'm open to listening to that feedback from someone that's experienced and has gone through something similar maybe. And again, that's on the solution side. But trusting yourself is part of that strength. And those experiences are ways to kind of build that mental fortitude that will help you add those strength tokens into your bank account. Another thing that is a byproduct of strength, which is another form of strength, or when you hear people say this, when you have these experiences, when the way that I described those experiences of that's how you kind of gain strength, it really is. No one's born just strong. It's through those challenges or being in those situations that makes you rise to the occasion. And as a result, it gives you that strength. And because of those experiences, typically you are in a position to observe the behaviors of people. You're able to see weaknesses in other people. You're able to see human frailty. You're able to build on your compassion. Because if you weren't compassionate, you probably would not even be in that role to begin with, because you wouldn't care. So compassion and strength kind of go together. And there are so many different times in life that you can draw that strength as fuel for many things. Sometimes that's knowing of an unjust situation and fighting for a cause that requires strength, and it requires compassion for caring about that cause, and then the strength to truly go after it and voice yourself and speak up and stand up and all those things. Sometimes that strength comes in the form of maybe somebody is insulting you and shouting at you and insulting you, and all you want to do is respond back and retaliate and say something horrible back, but you don't, because you know that maybe this person is bipolar. Maybe the person is having a really, really, really rough day. And it takes a lot of that mental strength to not react and say, you know what? I want to punch this person in the face right now because I don't deserve what they're saying. But I know they're going through a challenging time right now. And it's not okay. I'm not saying that it's okay or to let people use you as a punching bag. I'm just saying that you're offering a level of understanding in that moment. And you're coming from a place of compassion. So it's not about being a doormat. But it's in that moment coming from a place of compassion and putting yourself in the other person's shoes and seeing it from their perspective and not reacting. As a choice, not reacting. Because of your ability to know based on your observation and based on your compassion. That's also strength. And those life experiences, again, it exposes us to different types of people and different scenarios. So again, these all tie in and they all contribute to mental fortitude and mental strength and inner strength. That's what this is. And we've talked about perseverance multiple times. Perseverance is a very blatant example of inner strength. Not giving up and pushing yourself against all odds, against your doubts, against your fears, to move past it and get to the other side and push yourself. That's strength. If you're working out at the gym, and let's say you're lifting weights and you're doing, you know, I haven't lifted weights in a while, but I used to lift weights and I really, really loved it. And one of my favorites was deadlifting, which I'm not sure I recommend that, by the way, because it's you can become prone to injury. It's if you do it wrong and if you're not trained properly and if you don't have the right trainer and all those things. But I'm veering off here. But my point is that when I was doing strength training and I would do deadlifts, it's one of the things that I really loved a lot. And it not only physically tested me, but mentally too, right? Because you're pushing your body. You're pushing your body, you're doing sets. So for example, I would lift, I don't know, I'd start with, let's say 80 pounds or something, and I do three sets. So I would do, let's say 80 pounds on the first set, and then I'd go up. So then the next set, I would do 100 pounds, but I drop my repetition. So the first set, I do 80 pounds, but let's say I do 12 repetitions. The second set, 100 pounds at 10 repetitions. The third set would be, let's say, 120 pounds at 8 repetitions. And the first set, easy breezy. Second set, a little bit more challenging. Third set is hard. And those last 3 or 4 repetitions on that third set were the hardest. That's when, in that moment where you're tiring out and you're thinking to yourself, I can't finish this. I have to stop at number 6, but you know, you got to go to 8. Those last 2 to get you from 6 to 8, that's mental strength. It's the breathing through it. It's the belief in yourself. It's the mental toughness that, no, I'm not going to stop at 6. I came this far. I'm going to go to 7. And you get 7 in and you want to stop so badly and you think, I got one more. And you pick up that bar and you lift it and you finally make your 8. And it was that mental fortitude, the mental toughness that got you through the last few reps. So there are different ways of finding that mental strength. So if you don't have those life experiences to draw from, if you're someone that's into health and fitness and you exercise, you've definitely experienced it in exercise. Or if you've been part of any kind of sports team at school, and through training, I mean, that's, again, it's mental toughness. This is something that not a lot of people know about me, but when I was in high school, I joined the boys wrestling team. We had, I was a freshman, and a girlfriend of mine, her older sister was the class president. She was a senior, and we were all friends, and she wanted to join the boys wrestling team, and they wouldn't let her because she was a girl, and there were no girls on the team. And so the coach made a deal with her that if she can convince a few other girls to join the team, they would let her join. So she started this whole petition and was going around school trying to get all these girls to join. I mean, most girls were not going to join. And this is like back in, again, I'm going to date myself here. This is 1994, so it's a long time ago. And the only girls that ended up signing up was me and this girl in my English class. And I did it in order to support her. It was like a, you know, women stick together type of thing. And so they ended up adding all 3 of us onto the team. She was put on the varsity team. And then the other girl and I were both freshmen. We were put on the junior varsity team. And the teams were all boys. So we were the only girls. And this wasn't like, and these guys, if you know anything about sports or wrestling, these guys are serious. So here we are, these girls that, one, I'm not even really interested in wrestling. It really was to in an effort to support our friend. But because we made such a big stink about being on the team, we had to take it seriously. And so there were no playing games. And watching these guys train was like truly remarkable. And we had to train alongside with them. There were no little, you know, oh, we're going to give you a break because you're a girl. There was none of that. And we didn't ask for that because, you know, we tried out and we got, you know, we got on the team and we were given that opportunity. So I didn't complain. I didn't, you know, once say, oh, this is too hard. And let me just tell you guys, that training was probably one of the most physically rigorous things I had ever experienced in my life. I mean, the push-ups, the sit-ups, the running up the hills, it was so taxing on the body. I cannot explain to you. And there were so many moments where I literally was like, I can't do this. Like physically, I think I'm going to die. And I pushed myself and I would have those inner conversations with myself. Like, no, you fought to be here. You have to do this. You got to do this. You got to do this last rep. You got to push yourself. And, I did. And I stayed on the team. Well, I stayed on the team for one semester. My grades started slipping. So I ended up, dropping out. But point being is that I've given you guys multiple different scenarios of examples of mental strength, of exercises in life that can help you, and things that you've probably been through in your life that you forgot that, oh, wait, I did go through that. And yeah, I was able to get through it and it didn't kill me and it made me stronger and it made me see life in a different way and it made me more compassionate. So when I say that all of us have that strength deep inside, we do. So take a few minutes and think about those different experiences that you've gone through in your life where there was no one else to count on but yourself. And you listen to that inner voice to push you through that challenging time and that challenging moment. So draw from those experiences. So today, whether it's a job, whether it's a business, whatever it is, draw, you know, an illness in the family, God forbid, draw from those experiences that you've had in the past to remember that you are a warrior. Yes, you've been there. You've done it. You've slayed. And you still stand tall and beautiful. And today, this challenge that you're facing right now, that's looking at you like a dragon, breathing fire from its mouth, you're a slayer. You're a dragon slayer. You know you are. So take out your sword and start slaying. That's what I have to say about strength. And I know you got it. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode on strength. I believe in you. And I'd like to announce a new contest winner for our Sexy Boss Babe podcast that is announced every week. It's Jennifer Tanner. Thank you, Jennifer, for posting about us. We appreciate it. For anyone that would like to enter the contest, it's very easy. You just listen to this podcast, any of our podcasts, you write a review, subscribe, screenshot the podcast, and post it to your social media, tag us at the Sexy Boss Babe, and that will enter you into the contest. And we announce a winner every week. You will receive a box of Quick Nails by Sexy Boss Babe and one other mystery beauty product. So make sure to tune in to win. As always, thank you for listening. If you'd like to get to know us better, you can always check us out on our Instagram at the Sexy Boss Babe, or visit our website, www.sexybossbabe.com. Thanks for listening. Till next time. One last thing, guys. As a reminder, we're a social impact company. And for every purchase of a Sexy Boss Babe product, we're able to support charities that help foster youth and survivors of sex trafficking. There are 500,000 kids in the American foster care system, and 60% of sex trafficking victims are either former or current foster youth. This demographic needs our help, and before we can do that, we need to raise awareness. We've started an awareness campaign using the hashtag SBBMovement. You can help us raise the awareness through using that hashtag. To learn more about this cause and this movement and what more you can do, please visit our website at www.sexybossbabe.com. We really believe that together we can make a difference. Thank you for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.